City Talk 105.9. Official podcasts. Online at citytalk.fm. City Talk 105.9. Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks.
It is the weekend, which means it's Bloke Talk here at City Talk 105.9. Of course, the caveat when I always say that is if you have downloaded this from our website, it could be any time of the day or night or any time of the week. Thank you for getting involved. I'm Duncan Barks, and this is Bloke Talk at City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. Now, you've got to stick with this a little bit for this week because things are a little bit of a change. In fact, the last few weeks have been a little bit changing. Last week we were out of the confines of the Bloke Talk studio. We went for a curry, went to an Indian restaurant, and now we're back in the studio, which is lovely. Last week it was just Laura and I. Toby wasn't around because you were ill, weren't you?
I was really ill,
yeah. You had man flu. We're going to talk about men being ill because I think that's quite a fascinating area. So last week when we went out for an Indian, it was just Laura and I. The week before, I can't even remember who was on the show. You weren't here because you were in Las Vegas. So it was me, Laura, and... who? Oh, the Hollyoaks people. Thank God there's a producer. We had some people in from Hollyoaks.
Did you? Who did you have?
Well, I can't remember his name. The old man who runs the pub.
Jack Osborne.
Yeah, you can put it away. Anyway, we had him on the show. So what's happening this week is Laura's away, you're back,
yes.
And we have a special guest for this week only in the form of Steve Weaver, who's been on a previous reincarnation of Bloke Talk, and you're here now.
I am here
which
now.
Is good. And you're smelling very fragrant as well. I noticed this. You're walking down the corridor, you're wafting.
Is that a Spanish
shower? A fragrance.
Well, I thought I'd make, you know, a special effort for Bloke Talk.
Yeah, but you're not going to pull either of us. So why have you put the fragrance on? What's
well,
the story?
I am taking Laura's... roll out like this week, yeah. I thought I'd smell of ladies.
What is that you're wearing there?
It's a Marni code.
What does that mean?
It's a fragrance. Do you not use aftershave, Duncan?
Well, it's funny. I do, of course. But you see, but the reason I would wear aftershave now probably differs vastly from you. Are you still single?
At the moment,
right,
kind of.
Single.
Yeah,
you know, that's fine. Because no, I didn't mean that in a negative way. But the last time we had you on, we talked at length about dating. Remember
yes,
that? That was a good 6 months ago. And I just wanted to know whether or not your love life has moved on, and it hasn't.
Well, it's just a whole roller coaster still.
It's up and down,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah.
But the reason that you would wear fragrance, and I suspect your selection of fragrance would differ vastly from mine because I'm a married man. So I was in Brighton. I had a week off several weeks ago, and the missus came back and said, "I think you'd like that." And she bought me some kind of like it's a kind of a lemony scent, which is what I've got on my. Well, actually, I shouldn't be wearing it because I don't shave at the moment.
It's not aftershave. It's pre-shave,
scent.
Isn't it?
Toilet water.
Yeah.
So So that's what I wear. So I do wear fragrance, but that smells very nice. Well, is that what all the young thrusting men are wearing these days?
Oh well, there's a few out there, Duncan. Yeah.
I think the advert has a naked man running around kicking a pillow. If I'm not
well, obviously you've paid more attention to me than that. Haven't
you're
you?
Wearing really? A fragrance that features a man in this advert that runs around with no kit on.
I did not say that, Duncan. That was Toby's words. I've not studied the advert.
I might be incorrect. It might be for another brand. But
I was going to say, I normally buy its smell. If I like the smell of it, then I'll buy it. If I like smelling like that, then that's it.
How do you smell it?
Well, you spray it in the air like that.
Is that what you do? No,
this is interesting, this one, because I had... obviously, I've just been on holiday, and obviously the thing that you do if you're a girl before you go on holiday in the airport is wander around the duty-free smelling all the perfumey things.
I want to talk about your trip to Vegas in a lot more detail, so keep a lot of your powder dry, but go on about the fragrance.
About this bit, and as expected, this is exactly what the young lady I was with was doing, spraying them all, blah, blah, blah. I picked one out that I was like, that smells quite nice, and she saw the brand and said no.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
I don't think men do that, do they?
Yeah,
I don't care what it says on the bottle if I like the smell of it.
No,
if it smells nice on you.
Yeah, but you wouldn't wear, you know, if someone presented you a bottle of High Karate, for example, some of Superdrug's finest, a $1.99 a bottle, you would not be sticking it behind your earlobes.
I would if I liked it.
No, you wouldn't.
Genuinely would.
Do you actually know that some of the cheapest brands smell the nicest?
There you go.
Such as?
Da Vinci Pie.
How many aftershaves have you got?
Four.
See, that's good, isn't it? How many have you got, Toby?
Oh, I get bought them by my aunt every Christmas. So
really?
I've got loads because they just don't end up opened.
Really?
Still going through
Why don't you give them away? Give them
to
a charity
because
shop.
I'll keep them because I'm still going through the last one. Once the last one's done.
Yeah.
Don't you like a different smell a different day?
No, because I don't wear it every day by any means.
A different smell, a different day.
Yeah, or a different occasion.
Well, what goes through your mind then? You wake up in the morning, and how do you decide what smell you're going to wear?
Well, actually, it's quite funny. I've got me work smell. You know, the one I want to wear in work.
We can smell it now, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Is this the work one you're
this
on?
Is the, this is the work. Well, the one that I'm not that bothered about. And then you've got, like, maybe your Jean-Paul Gaultier for, like, when you're going out. Because the ladies...
Is that your pulling fragrance?
Well, a lot of ladies do like that smell.
Do they?
Apparently.
Right.
And then...
Working for you, isn't it, Mr. Single?
Well, it's not just the smelly that gets them, is it? Obviously, the face does make a bit of a difference as well.
No, but that makes sense. So you've got two others. What do you use the other two for? Funerals?
No, you've got football smelly.
Football smelly. Explain the football smelly.
Well, one that you just wear, you stick on after football.
So do you wear it at all times?
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
I don't like smelling. I don't like smelling.
Do you shave every day?
Just wear deodorant?
No, I don't shave every day. I like the stubble now and then.
Do you still stick on the aftershave even if you haven't shaved?
No, I'd normally put like an aftershave bar on, and then if I'm leaving the house after I've shaved, then normally I would do it. But even if I haven't shaved, you mean generally each morning? Then I put a smelly on.
And what's the fourth one? I think you said four, didn't you?
I said four. I'm trying to think of the name of the other one.
We did. You got your football one. You got your pulling the birds. The Jean-Paul goes. Yeah, you got your work.
And just general one.
General.
Just another general.
An everyday one.
Yeah.
So you don't have one for proper special occasions or anything like a.
Well, I'd say the Jean-Paul's like for going out.
Right. Yeah. Do you when you go out and you're kind of like you're cutting a bit of a dash?
Yeah.
All right, because you're a stylish young man.
Thank you.
You're cutting a bit of a dash, and you know you're going out for a night on the tiles, but you know that one of the objectives behind you. Night out is going to be to try and pull, all right? Or, and this is my second thing, when you're sort of like going out, maybe you're going out on a date with a girl, all right? Both those scenarios, do you, and if you say no, you're lying, okay? Do you, right? Do
there
you
we go.
Put
Here
your
we go.
Aftershave sort of like on your neck or whatever, and do you sometimes put a little bit in your chest and maybe a little bit around your trouser department?
No, you know what I do?
Because you're the expectation and the hope that, you know, one thing might lead to another, and you'll go, I want to smell nice all over my body. But you've done that, haven't you?
I have done it, but it could sting.
At least he's honest, Toby.
I've never, ever done that in my life.
Rubbish.
I've got a tip for you.
I swear on my mother's life.
I've got a tip for you. One to do is put it on the earlobes, because when you're in a loud club...
Yeah.
And you're talking to a female...
Yeah.
They've got to lean into next to your ear.
You're
and if they
good.
Smell,
yeah. Yeah.
And up there for thinking, down there for dancing.
And that covers up the smell of wax as well, doesn't
True,
it?
True, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so you've got four fragrances. How many, and you've got numerous ones because of your mad
aunt. They're not open, probably one or two open.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. See, I find it because the fragrance or aftershave in my life is just, the role of it is just changed, really.
Do you just have one now, then?
Or? I've got, I've got three. I've got three, but they're not...
See, the secret's coming out here.
What are they all for? Yeah,
I've just been forced to think about it. And, I mean, I've got three of them, but the point is, they're certainly not used for very specific occasions like your good self. I have this lemony thing, that, and you'll understand this, when you get married, if your wife says, I bought you this, I thought you'd like it, because I like it.
Exactly.
You can't not wear it. And you get to my stage and you have children, you think, if I wear it, I might get a bit of action in the sack tonight, you know?
Exactly.
It'll be 3 months. So you stick it on or whatever. And I quite like it. It's quite lemony. I mean, obviously, we're all men, and I don't really want you smelling me while I'm wearing it now. I have this Body Shop one, which is kind of like a spray, which is one of their weird things. It's called Amber or something weird like that. And I think I've got it because I bought some kind of... I was flying somewhere, and I needed some shower gel, and it came in a package and stuff. But it's all right. It does. It doesn't set the world on fire. You walk past people, they might think you're a bit of a hippie. You know, you live in a wigwam somewhere, and, you know...
Are you saying it smells like scented sticks? That's
no, it's Body Shop. They've also got this thing called Geo Trumper.
Right.
No, Trumper.
If you... Only a man in his 40s or...
How dare you?
Close 50s. To. Could have something.
No, Geo Trumper is a gentleman's...
Was it bought for you by your grandchildren?
No, it wasn't. No, but it could well be. It's made in London, in German Street, where they make all the shirts. And, no, Trumper. And the only reason I've got this because I like it. Someone bought me a little sample bottle about 5 years ago. And I thought that's quite nice. It's kind of quite light, little bit fragranced.
Does it come with a free T-shirt?
No, but I'll
I'm a Trumper.
I'm a Trumper. Something it like ought to, because it's a great name. And it's made in London, and it's a gentleman's kind of fragrance shop, and they do grooming products. But Trumper's claim to fame was, several years ago, they got told off because they used to stock shaving brushes. Does anyone have a shaving brush here?
Yeah. You know what you get on and...
Yeah, yeah. They got into trouble because their shaving brushes were made out of animals that had tusks.
Oh, yeah. Do you mean the handles?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and the ivory and stuff like that, and they got told off about that. So that's Trumper. So I've got three. Trumper's
nice.
What
does Trumper smell of?
I only wear my Trumper. I only get the Trumper on when I've got if I'm got a suit on or something.
Does it smell of
so a special occasion one then?
Yeah, but you know, when I wear a suit for special occasion, it's either for a
court date,
court appearance, going for a meal with the missus on the anniversary, you know.
Do you remember your anniversary?
My bottle of Trumper's quite dusty.
What? Do you remember your anniversary?
Yeah, I do, because... And here's another top tip for you, gentlemen. Get married, get the wedding date, put on the inside of your wedding ring. That way you never, ever forget. So there you are.
How often do you take your wedding ring off to check, then? Is that like a daily thing, each morning? It's normally, just double check. Is it today?
About once a quarter. I reckon if you do it four times a year, you're pretty much covered that you're not going to forget it. So I have it engraved on the inside of the wedding ring there. How do we get onto fragrances? Oh, because you smell nice.
Yes, see.
It's a nice one. I shouldn't talk because, you know, obviously the slim and gazelle-like person that I am, but have you put on a bit of the old meat there? Old beef?
Yes, I have. Yeah. Well, it's winter.
Winter. Yeah.
You've got to put that extra bit on. And then also, plus it's coming up to Christmas.
Yeah.
And you've got to drink a lot more beer, a lot of mince pies to consume.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to let yourself go over the Christmas period.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Last week, while I was ill, I had... till 2 days off work, didn't eat during that time, and lost half a stone.
It's amazing, isn't it?
To the point where I had to actually make a new hole in my belt the morning that I did actually get up for work.
That's just boasting.
That's really ridiculous.
Now, we should talk about being ill and being men, because it's gone through this building like a dose of the clap. It has been unbelievable. People have had, females have had it, but of course they just carry on regardless. The men have had a cold or a flu or virus.
I just stop you there? It's funny you say that. We had in the newsroom this week, we had a survey, you know, the results of the survey gets sent to us. And in Liverpool, the only city in the whole of England where the men are more likely to sort of trundle on than the women.
Really?
Everywhere else, the women are, you know, will do all the, you know, stay at
work. Why do you think that is?
I agree, because have a look at it as well. It comes to the hangover thing as well, where you've got these lads who'll say, I've got a hangover, I can't do nothing.
Yeah.
It's the same with the cold thing. It's like, I've got a cold, I can't do nothing. Mm. I mean, I play for a football team, and we've had players say, I can't play today, I've got a cold.
Yeah.
That's not a man.
No.
So why Scousers, I just Scouse think men less likely to take a day off?
We've got that iron will, and you've got that fight inside you, I think, more than other certain men, and... I just think it's the heart that you've got. You know, you've got to get out, otherwise you're not going to get money, or otherwise you're not going to play football. A lot of the instances, and plus it means you're not stuck in the house with the other half.
Do you know what my wife says to me, which really irritates me, is whenever I'm ill. Okay, she goes, and it's reverse psychology. She'll say to me something like, she goes, "Well, you better knock the booze on the head for a bit," and I go, "Why?" And she goes, "Well, because it's not helping your immune system, because of course alcohol's a poison." You guys know that. So, you know, you drink alcohol, your immune system's got something else to battle. So the perceived wisdom is that, you know, if you're not well, you should knock the booze on the head, because your immune system needs to fight, and it needs every chance possible to fight the bug or the virus that's in your system. So when I get told, you better knock the booze on the head. You know, for me, that's quite... I have very few pleasures in life, you know, and alcohol is the main one.
Being the main
one. So, you know, a few glasses of red wine in the evening or a couple of pints of Guinness for me is enjoyable. And then I seriously sit there going, you know, how ill am I, really? can I kind of get away with it? So you just carry on regardless.
Do you not think alcohol helps get rid of a cold?
Well, you see, I challenge this. And it wasn't just... I've had some listeners to my weekday radio show who said, you know... You should knock the booze on the head and stuff. But one of the greatest cures, or certainly one of the things that makes having a cold more bearable, is a hot toddy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this one's going to have a little shot of scotch in there.
I did that.
And I know doctors who have prescribed that.
And I went... I think the thing to use it for is to make yourself go to sleep, isn't it? It just knocks you for six.
Yeah.
You go to sleep, and sleep, of course, is a great cure.
Yeah.
So you're knocked for six after one whiskey?
Well, no, but it just helps that little bit extra, doesn't it? Just to knock you out to sleep.
It's that granny's remedy, isn't it? You know, one of those ones that it's like vinegar can cure everything and clean everything.
Mm.
It's one of them. Have a nice hot whiskey and that'll get rid of your cold. But I think you've got a lot of alcohol going around your body that, you know, the flu bugs don't know what to do. They get a bit drunk and then they can leave you alone.
There's, you know, if people have been ill and it's something to do with a cough or a cold or whatever, I have got a tried and tested remedy. I don't want to go so far as to say a cure, but it's always worked for me. And I will outline what my tried and tested remedy is, because it kind of works, and it kind of, ever so slightly, taps into the world of alternative medicine, which the older I get, I find quite interesting. Because why stick a load of chemicals in your body if you can find a natural way of doing it? It kind of makes sense. So I will outline my almost tried and tested, almost a cure, but most definitely a remedy to man flu in a few moments' time. We also need to talk about your man flu, what it was like, because Everyone's been ill in this building, haven't they? And also, you've come back from Vegas as well, which has to be one of the greatest places on the planet. So we'll do that in a few moments' time. It's Bloke Talk, and this is the voice of Liverpool, City Talk 105.9.
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks, City Talk 105.9.
It is Bloke Talk. Thank you for tuning in or downloading this. I'm Duncan. Toby's here, and Steve is here as well. And every week for around the best part of 60 minutes, well, we just talk about stuff, blokey kind of stuff. And one of the things that we were talking about earlier is man flu and man being ill, which, of course, is a big deal. I'm interested in that survey that you attended. You're saying that men carry on regardless in Liverpool, which is kind of interesting. It's the resilient Liverpoolian male, isn't it? I reckon it's got a lot to do with the docks.
There's only actually one other city in the entire UK that is the same as Liverpool, and that's Cardiff.
I reckon it's got to be the docks.
Really?
Yeah, I think there's something about the male bloodline in Liverpool, where a lot of people, as you know, certainly not now, sadly, but decades ago, where pretty much everyone, in one shape or form or another, would have been working, you know, within the docks
or nearby, or
it's outdoors.
That's a lot of cold air, isn't it?
Serious graft.
But why not then? I don't know, Sheffield, where they were down mines and things like that.
Well, I've no idea.
You know, like you could apply that logic if the survey had happened to say Sheffield, you'd have said that. So
you don't get any cold wind in mines, though, do you?
I don't know.
Undercover.
I've not been down one recently.
I've always wanted one of those hats with the lights on the top.
Really?
Yeah, I've always thought they'd be quite good.
I thought we should have got you for Christmas.
Well, I'd love one of those.
Do you not think we
walking
should have done
back
a
from
bit
the
of
pub,
a
it would have been great.
Bloke Talk Secret Santa or something like that? We should have done it.
Well, it wouldn't be much of a secret, would it? You know, three blokes or three people in the room plus one producer. Oh!
It'd be like pass, wouldn't it?
I wonder who bought me this. Look like around the room, someone's smirking.
I feel like we've not marked Christmas in a way.
I'll tell you what, it's come up so quickly, hasn't it?
Really has.
I really can't believe how.
Are you prepared?
Am I prepared?
Yeah.
Relatively. Yeah, but I'm lucky, you see. It's one of the benefits of having a wife. They do most of the stuff.
Just all the work for you.
They write the cards in the middle.
Present for the wife.
They write the cards in the middle of October. It's great. Yes, I have. Yeah.
Obviously, we can't really say what.
Yeah,
it
well,
is
no, you can't do that. But what me and the missus do is we don't really do major presents. We do stockings.
Oh.
Which is kind of like quite easy to do and accessible.
Why don't you, you know, getting into the Christmas theme with Bloke Talk, why don't you do, like, a beer tasting one to see what the best beer is for Christmas?
Well, we've missed the boat.
It's a bit late now, isn't it?
We'll have to put it in the diary. Well, because I'm a man, I can't organise these things.
There's a supermarket downstairs, shall I say, and just go in there and get a few different beers and...
Yeah, well, we'll celebrate in our own way in the new year. Anyway, I want to talk about my remedy.
Okay.
Remedy is this, and my remedy, if you've got a cold, if you've got flu, if you're a man and you're not well... This is you want to write this down, because in years to come, people will look at this and they'll go, so bang on the money.
Mental note.
Chicken madras, pilau rice, naan bread, Bombay potatoes, bottle of very cold white wine.
Wine with curry?
That's all you need.
Sweat it out.
Sweat it out. Get the spices into the system. The old you've got the old ginger and the garlic and the chili and the madras. Perfect. No, beer doesn't work. You need a stronger, almost borderline spirit. I don't recommend drinking whiskey with it. That's not nice. But a good 14% white wine, ice cold. And kids, if you're listening, drink responsibly. Bottle of that, right? The old
kids,
spices going.
Come on, don't let them drink at all.
It's the way it works for me every time. You sweat it out. Steve is bang on the money.
Definitely sweat
it. It clears
out
your pipes.
See, I don't disagree with the curry thing, but wine with curry, only weird people do
why?
That.
It's so it cools
it
your mouth down.
I wouldn't normally do it. I wouldn't normally do it, but if you're ill, you make these sacrifices.
You went for a curry today, didn't you? Was there any point, did it cross your mind?
No, because I had to come back to work, so I had a pint of Cobra beer and that was it. I wasn't going to work my way through a bottle of white wine and weave my way back to the studio.
You had a couple of other people with you. You shared it.
No, you should only do this if you're not well. Mm. It's not random every day, you know, sort of like, you know, run of the mill. kind of behaviour. This is just his, this is, you know, this is in case of emergency, break glass here kind of cold remedy.
It's one of them things that your system wouldn't be used to, I guess, and then when you do it that once, you suppose, whoa.
You're right. And the problem with the beer is this, okay, because if your pipes are all bunged up and you've got the mucus and the phlegm, which you do have if you've got man flu.
Nice.
I love that word, mucus. It's almost as good as crevice. You've got mucus and the phlegm, right? You've got all of this. If you're drinking a fizzy beer, that's no good, is it? Okay, because that's gas. Might make you gag. Not good.
Okay.
A nice ice-cold white wine. Ice-cold white wine.
Have you tried this without the alcohol?
No, but it wouldn't work.
I beg to differ. I think it's the curry that's helping you.
It wouldn't work. Sorry. You need.
It's the chemical reaction, isn't it? It's the chemical reaction between the curry and the wine.
It's like alchemy.
You should give it a go next time you feel like you're coming
down. No, it's not the same. It wouldn't work. It wouldn't work if you sat there and had your Madras, your Bombay potatoes, your pilau rice and your naan bread, and a chilled glass of water. It wouldn't work.
Why not? You've
got to slay it with the booze, because booze is a poison. Kills the bugs. Bad bugs.
Yeah. They get drunk and they leave the body.
Yeah.
I beg to differ. Well, I think you want to sweat it out.
You want to hit the germs. You want to club them over the head. No, but the alcohol does as well.
Yeah. Oh, do you not sweat alcohol out the next day after a hangover?
Of course you do.
Exactly.
Anyway, when you had your man flu, right?
Yeah.
You were pretty bad because you said to me, which is why you weren't on Bloke Talk last week when you went for an Indian, because you were ill.
I was gutted to miss that. I really was. Well,
you were ill. How ill were you?
Well, do you know what?
I heard that you got up in the middle of the night, went to the loo, and you almost fell over.
I didn't just almost fall over. I fell flat on my face.
What did you do?
Literally, you get out of bed. You know when you feel really sort of achy and your head's a bit sort of dodgy and you...
Should we get the violin out now?
Yeah. Look, I'm asked this question.
Did you cry?
And so you said, no, I didn't cry.
Were you alone in your flat? You
know, yes, I was alone in my flat.
You didn't cry?
But you know when you put,
because you do
like,
cry when you're ill, don't you?
You put, I don't, no, not really.
Oh, I do.
I put, like, you know how you're getting out of bed and you just want to be a bit careful, so you put one leg down and you sort of almost test it to check.
Test it. That's all right.
Put
a little bit of weight.
It's all right.
Toby, how old are you?
It's okay. It's okay, that leg.
Yeah.
Second leg comes out, collapse, down, flat on my face. Honestly, I know it sounds funny now. I wish I had a video.
I could understand it if you'd kind of like had a stroke.
Yeah,
but I don't understand the. I've got a bit of a cough and a cold. I'm gonna gently ease myself out of bed. Wait on one foot. Is that what you did?
Basically, as I say, it sounds hilarious and pathetic now.
Yeah, light,
I admit
weight.
It. I sort of clambered my way to the toilet, went to the toilet.
On all fours?
Clambered my way back to bed.
Did you crawl?
Pretty much,
You didn't crawl to the loo?
Much.
Oh, man. You must have been... So, did you...
It was not impressive, but there was... That day was the worst day, and the next day...
That was rock bottom.
I woke up and I thought, should I come to work or not? And I was so sick of lying in bed, I thought, I'm going to try it, see how I am.
Yeah.
Got up, and honestly, throughout that day, I just felt better and better, so... Yeah.
Did you eat at all?
No, not once.
Nothing at all.
For 2 days, and that's how I lost half a stone.
And you drank lots of water.
I had bits of water.
You've got to keep your fluids up, haven't you?
I couldn't be bothered to get out of bed most of the time. I was just too, like, ugh. 2 days of just veg.
I always find if you're ill, you know, you need to eat, because you need to give your body some fuel. Yeah. But for me, it's always going to be Marmite sandwiches.
Really?
That's all. Marmite sandwiches. No. That's it. Marmite sandwiches.
I mean, I don't deny that I'm a little bit pathetic when I get... When I'm properly ill, I do kind of want my mummy and I didn't have that. So I was lying in bed just feeling sorry for myself for 2 days.
This is bloke talk, by the way, isn't it? Not little namby-pamby boy talk, is it?
I think it's very brave of Toby to admit what he's been through. A lot of men wouldn't.
It wasn't pleasant for 2 days and, you know, I shan't tell you all the gory details.
No, dude, so what happened then?
No, I'm not going to because it's just unpleasant and people don't want to hear it.
Did you phone your mum
after
this happened?
Listening to the podcast over the Christmas dinner. Do you know what? I got a text from my mum. Brilliant. This is brilliant. Obviously, you know how I do all the Tranmere stuff. And Tranmere were playing against Bristol Rovers at the weekend after I was ill. And my mum gets a bit worried about me, obviously, up in a city on my own. She sends me a text message.
What have you putting all of that weight
before
on one leg?
She'd obviously heard me. She'd obviously heard me on air.
Yeah.
So she knew that I was back at work. Yeah. So I get a text message from her saying, I want to know how you are. I'm worried about you, blah, blah, blah. Then at the end of the text message it goes, and I hope you're not going to Bristol because you're not well enough.
Toby
That's the sort of thing that mums do, isn't it? She doesn't know how I am. She tells me she's worried, but also I'm not well enough to go to Bristol.
It does, of course, beg the question, how well do you have to be to go to Bristol?
Perhaps she was concerned that Bristol would make me ill again.
Yeah, well, I can understand that viewpoint.
It is a bit like that, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
But, no, Bristol was good to me, except for how bad Tranmere were, which we definitely won't go into. And you, of course, know as a Tranmere fan how bad they've been playing recently.
I'll tell you what, during the week, I mean, that goal in injury time.
Oh, don't.
Oh,
devastated.
Heartbreaking.
There goes my trip to Wembley. I was
heartbreaking. That was it. The dream's over.
It is.
It's all gone.
I'll tell you what, some good pubs in an area of Bristol called Clifton.
Yeah.
Were you anywhere there?
Well, I wasn't there, no, but I know Bristol a little bit because I did some work there once for a few weeks, and a few weeks was enough.
Yeah. They'll be strange in places.
That accent is it's just a bit
There
too
is a phrase that someone told me from Bristol. What was it? Was it Gush? Gushler Mint or something?
Is that Welsh? Mint?
I have to look it up.
Like,
Google it.
Like
I think it's Gerlush Mint. G-E-R, and then the word lush and mint, which is a compliment from a Bristolian, apparently. Gerlush Mint.
To who?
We'll crank up the PC and have a look in a minute. Gerlush Mint. Either that or I've just offended some segment of the United Kingdom. And if that is the case, I do apologise. So did you have you drunk since you've been ill?
As in been out drinking?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
God, you must have been ill.
No, I haven't. I haven't had any alcohol. Possibly. We've got a news night out coming up this week.
Oh, yes, yes.
Which I might well indulge in one or two, but nothing too serious.
You see, I had about 2 weeks ago, and it's been going around City Talk 105.9 like wildfire. It really has. And I noticed it because my throat went, which is also my weak area, because I talk for 3 hours a day, and I was like... And I'll be halfway through a sentence and go... Had all of that. And for a couple of nights, I thought, well, I'm not well. So, you know, and I work in a slightly different way to you. If I don't go into work, I don't get paid. So there's a massive incentive to drag my sorry carcass out of bed, which is what I did. And I went in for a couple of days, and I'd go home and just go to bed. 6 in the evening until sort of like 12 hours later and get back out. One night, I felt so rough. I got out of bed at about 7:30. I said one night, one evening. I was in bed for a couple of hours. I got out of bed, and I went to the pharmacy down the road because I didn't have anything. Because normally I just take these pills, these ibuprofen pills things. Because what they do is, one, they reduce swelling, and two, they got painkiller in them. And I was, you know, doing these to reduce the swelling in the throat. And I just thought, it's not working. So I went and got this brand of, I don't know what you call it. It's not a cough mixture. Well, basically, it's Night Nurse. Ever try Night Nurse?
Or is it that one with the bull on the front?
There's not a lot of bull, it's just...
California!
I don't know what you're talking about. What's that?
Have you not seen it? It's got a big red bull on the front.
Right.
And it's meant to, like...
That's Red Bull.
No, it's not. It's I've seen the advert. I'm sure it's California.
It wasn't that. This is Night Nurse, and it's green in colour.
Nice.
Right, and it says that you shouldn't...
Liptonate.
Well, no, it's been going for years, and there is a thing called Day Nurse, which is a watered-down version. And Night Nurse says, don't drink alcohol. You know, for goodness sake, don't use it if you're planning to drive, you know, and all of this. If you're going to operate heavy machinery, you know, which, of course, is the first thing on your mind if you've got a cold. So anyway, I took some of this.
Does a fader count as...
No, I measured it out, and I took like a 5-milliliter shot of this stuff. And, you know, I'm a big fella, okay? It floored me. It absolutely floored me. Within half an hour, I was out like a light. Okay, I slept solidly for about 11 hours, and my alarm went off the following morning, and I sat on the edge of the bed, and I seriously felt, and I was just amazed that an amount of liquid that was, you know, literally 5 milliliters could have this effect on me. I was floored. I sat on the edge of the bed, and I thought, I don't know who I am. I don't know where I've got to go now. And what I managed to do, I got to the railway station, I got on the train, okay, and I was pulling into Liverpool Central, and I got up from my seat, and literally I thought, whoa! It was like I could put weight on both of my legs, too.
I just kind of
the whole world just rotated.
Yeah.
Are you, you know, 360 degrees. It was unbelievable.
Sure it wasn't just that you were really ill?
I was going to say, are you sure it wasn't just a shot of aftershock that you had by accident?
Yeah, well, it all gets confusing, but that's what happened. Now, we checked something here. Can I read this out on the radio? I kind of got this right, didn't I? Gerlush Mint. I said Ger, didn't I?
You did.
This is Gerlush Mint. Definition, the highest form of praise that can be given by a Bristolian. I was kind of right, wasn't I? That's from the Urban
Dictionary.
So is that
a noun? You are a Gert Lush Mint, or you are Gert Lush Mint?
I think you'd say something like, I listened to your news bulletin, Toby, and it was Gert Lush Mint.
Right.
Could you say it to a lady?
And you'd go, I'm sorry, you're in Bristol. How did that work? Well, there you go. Yeah. You see, Gert Lush Mint. Wow. Learn something on bloke
court. Could you say that to a lady then? Could you say Gert Lush Mint?
Well, you could.
Or would you get a slap?
You might. Well, I think you'd have to put it in the context.
It's definitely praise.
If you went up to a woman randomly.
Yeah, but hang on. I was going to say,
Gert Lush Mint. You can only truly say and get away with it if, of course, you come from Bristol.
Or do you think you can say it if you're in Bristol?
Oh, quite possibly. So that was my nightmare story.
I'm going to use it. I'm going to put it in the news
bulletin. Still
infected?
Are you still kind of coughing and spluttering? Or you're right now?
Only a tiny bit. You know when you got like the dregs really.
Yeah.
At the end.
Yeah.
No, I'm fine.
And the Weaver, you're kind of like you're just resilient, aren't you?
Yeah, I just don't stop going.
Yeah, he looks quite healthy, doesn't
he? Because he's a scouser. We've established this.
Look at him; he's kind of like big butch, the kind of like little bit of a beer belly there, but not in an offensive way.
No, you know, just nice, kind of, just what keeps the ladies warm at
the
night.
The forearms are big there and chunky. Those forearms wouldn't be out of place driving a Land Rover. I could see a Land Rover. I could see those people you do see driving around in sort of like
Black
a T-Reg old Land Rover. You know, on the farm, I could see your forearm resting on the sill of a Land Rover door. Yeah.
Just carrying one of the sheep over my other arm.
Yeah, wearing your everyday fragrance.
On a farm in Bristol.
Going, my Land Rover, Gert Lush Mint.
Yeah.
It would work on many levels.
Brilliant.
You went to Vegas, didn't you? How long did you go to Vegas for?
A week.
And is it now like a dim and distant memory? Or can you remember enough to tell us all about it?
I can remember it all.
All right.
All of it.
We'll do that in a few moments' time. You're listening to Bloke Talk. I'm Duncan. Toby's here as well. Steve is here as well. And it's City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool.
This is a man's world.
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks. City Talk 105.9.
But it wouldn't be nothing. Nothing. Without a woman on.
It is Bloke Talk here at City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. Duncan, Toby and Steve with you, the final chunk of Bloke Talk for this week. I forgot to mention, actually, because we didn't mention it last week, because we had Bloke Talk on the road going out for an Indian. So it's just timely to remind you that if you ever want to get involved or contact this show and you're registered on Facebook, there is the Bloke Talk Appreciation Society on Facebook. I've come off Facebook now because I was spending far too much time on there, but Toby's still on Facebook.
I certainly
and
am.
Laura's
still
on Facebook.
Don't try and befriend me if I don't know you.
Yeah, you're quite strict about that.
Cruel in that way, but Laura's not.
She'll take anyone. The Bloke Talk Appreciation Society is up and running on Facebook, and you can join it, and you can send us a message on the wall there. That'll be great. Or alternatively, because I'm very bad at mentioning this, my email address is Duncan, D-U-N-C-A-N, Duncan at citytalk.fm. Email me any time during the week and we'll give you a mention on Bloke Talk.
Or
any
send
ideas?
Us letters by post.
Any thoughts? Yeah, Toby would love a letter.
We like that, don't we?
The only letters I've ever had here at the radio station have come in red ink from strange, slightly old people in St. Helens.
There's one particular person, yes, isn't there?
Yeah, so, but you know, if you want to write Toby a letter, I'm sure
he'd
like
love
that.
A letter.
Good.
Not
Vegas.
A love letter, though.
Vegas.
Yes.
Vegas. I've never been. Weaver, have you been to Vegas?
Nope.
Do you want to go to Vegas?
Yep.
Good, so do I. What was Vegas like?
Talking Vegas, then? Vegas, do you know what? It's the most crazy, odd, unbelievable place I've ever been.
Because you've been doing this show for a while now, and all of a sudden you just kind of went, oh, I'm off next week. I'm off to Vegas. Because it happened quite quickly, didn't it?
Well, it did happen really quickly. Yeah. As everybody now knows, there is a lady in my life. We haven't been together that long.
Yeah.
But
it didn't happen through the online dating we tried to set you up with.
No, unfortunately.
So, but, you know, your happiness is paramount.
I have actually had a new poke through that recently.
who poked you?
Somebody, you know, came on and I haven't really looked.
Where is she from, though? Because you're quite snobby, aren't you?
Didn't have a photo.
You're not interested in leads.
So, hang on. You've looked at it.
I've got to look at it. Flattering. Yeah. She knows. She knows. The young lady that I'm now with knows.
I would pull yourself off that dating site.
He's right. You should.
Moving away from that. Yeah. Anyway, back to Vegas.
Can we give, just so we know, I don't like this anonymity, and I understand. I know we have an agreement because, you know, you're in the blotting stages of your relationship. We won't use that person's real name, but can we just have a name?
I don't think she'll mind if we use her real name.
Why do we call her Pee-Pee?
Pee-Pee, yeah.
Pee-Pee. Those are our initials, aren't they?
Yeah.
Pee-pee. So, you and Pee-pee went to Vegas, yes. right?
Toby yeah. and Pee-pee went to Vegas. It's like a child story,
it
is isn't
like
it?
I can see it happening. One sunny day, Toby and Pee-pee went to the airport. You went to Vegas.
Yeah.
It's, and you decided on it quite
very
quickly, didn't you?
Yeah, because, to be honest with you, she had a bit of time left of yeah. holiday to take at the yeah. end of the year. So did I. Yeah. I haven't had a holiday. I haven't been abroad for 3 years.
No.
So I kind of felt like I needed a holiday. We haven't had any sun for so long. And yeah. you kind of need a bit of sun every now and then, don't you?
Yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
So we both just thought, look, we'll be in a mad place where we'll probably have a good time. Yeah. Even if we decided we weren't right for each other while we were there,
yeah.
let's just risk it.
Did that happen?
We're absolutely fine. We're in
no,
great.
I'm glad, because I think you make a lovely
got
couple.
Got on really well.
Yeah, so go on.
So it was all good. So, you know, literally, we went round the high street one weekend, wandered, you know, into one of the travel agents.
Yeah.
They gave us a great deal.
Yeah.
Off we went.
But why Vegas? Did you have that collectively in your minds, or did you?
Do you know
think,
what happened?
That's a deal,
do you know what happened actually? Well, it all started because it was her birthday a couple of weeks before.
Pee-pee's
birthday Pee-pees. A couple of weeks before. It was on a Tuesday, and the Friday before,
yeah.
I had the weekend off, including the Monday for some reason.
What did so you buy Pee-pee for her birthday?
I got her a book.
Yeah.
Which is a book that I absolutely love called Bird Song by Sebastian Faltz, which is a great book.
Yeah.
And I believe that everybody should read.
Yeah.
And I also got her, which kind of reflects my personality slightly. Have you ever heard of a game called Bop It?
No.
It's impossible for me to explain what Bop It is.
Well, you're gonna have to try now. What's Bop It about?
It's like, imagine it's like a sort of, it looks a bit like a steering wheel on a plane. You know what
right,
I mean?
Yeah, kind of.
So it's got sort of four points on each end and a kind of thing in the middle that's like the bit you beep if it had a horn, say, for example.
Yeah.
And on one end is a thing that you spin. On another end is a thing you pull. Another is a bit you twist.
Right.
Another is a bit you flick. And it's basically, you turn it on and there's a guy that speaks to you that goes, flick it! And you have to flick the corner that's the flick it bit. And then it goes, spin it! And you have to spin the corner that's the spin
it. Is it made by Fisher-Price?
It's made. You hold it like you'd hold a steering wheel when you're driving. And then you move the hand at any given point to whichever corner, and it just gets faster and faster and faster, and it's a little bit silly, but it's kind of addictive.
Yeah.
And I saw an advert for it a few days before, and I thought, that kind of reflects me, and I think she'll like it. And honestly, she opened it up, she was like, what the hell have
has she become addicted to
me?
It?
Absolutely, she became addicted to it.
Does she flick you
very
often?
She doesn't flick me, she flicks Bop It.
Did you Bop It?
Yeah, so it's great. It's absolutely hilarious, and it's a little bit silly.
Yeah, anyway, so it was a birthday. You bought a Bop
It. So that was
what
I bought.
The travel agent.
For her birthday, I said to her, "Look, why don't we go to Dublin for a weekend?
Nice, good choice.
Let's go and do it for a laugh.
Jameson's Museum there, Guinness Brewery.
We looked
like
it up,
thinking.
And the because Liffey. It was very late notice. Yeah. Basically, we couldn't really. I mean, we could have afforded to do it, but it seemed like it was a bit mad. We were going to be there for one night, and it was going to cost something like £300 to do the whole thing.
Wow.
So we thought, well, we've got a bit of time to come off in a few weeks. Mm. Why don't we actually go somewhere and do it properly?
And we
started looking around on the internet, and Vegas just seemed a great option.
Yeah.
Neither of us had been. We both fancied it. It was going to be fairly warm.
Yeah.
We could do, you know, so the odd bit of culture, go and see the Grand Canyon, which we did by helicopter. It was unbelievable.
Cactus in the desert.
Yes, exactly. And also, you know, a little bit of gambling, shopping, great before Christmas, and just see a part of the world that we both really wanted to see.
Yeah. I want to talk about the gambling. Did you do much gambling?
Did do a little bit of gambling, not too much, because neither of us really knew what we were doing, but we lost a fair bit playing blackjack.
Right,
We won a little bit playing roulette.
Yeah. That's good.
And,
what did you win on? Red or black, or did you start plucking out numbers
number
and getting
three?
Right? That's all right, isn't
which
it?
Which I said to Polly, whose name I've just given out.
Pee-pee.
And I said to Pee-pee,
put
some, you know, put a load of chips on number three. It's my birthday, and we'd already had a bit of luck with it because the number three got us the front seat in the helicopter and the going to the Grand Canyon.
Right.
So I said to her,
they paid for it, did they? You're getting number three. What do you mean?
You obviously, you stick some chips on number three And then
oh,
spin
so
the
you won the money that afford, so you got some cash and that enabled you to afford to actually.
No,
get
no. We were already going on the helicopter,
right?
And basically, there was other people in the helicopter,
yeah.
And there's only two front seats,
got
which
you.
Are the best seats. And the pilot said to us, "I was born in July. Can you guess what date?"
Fantastic.
And I said three, and that was exactly right.
Bit of an omen there.
So I said, "Come on, stick it on."
Yeah.
And we, having already lost about $15, then made about 20 on that one spin, and we're like, "Right, we're leaving. Yeah. We're gonna even
pushing up the boat."
$5 profit. Let's go and do. Let's take our profit.
How do you find the casinos? Because I'm intrigued.
Casinos weren't what I expected.
No.
I was expecting super bright.
Not like Ocean's 11.
Everything super bright. There, it's all lots of bright lights and rows of machines and tables and all that sort of thing. But it's darker than I expected
that's
to be. Overall, there are no windows, as is well known.
We
There's
know
no clocks.
They don't want you to know what time
it
is,
et cetera.
Yeah.
So you do easily not get tired in there. And while you're sitting playing the machines or on a table, you know, these women come round, scantily clad,
fantastic.
Wherever you are, whatever age they are, they come round.
Yeah.
Duncan, do you fancy going?
I'm
off. Drinks. Let's go!
And you just sort of tip them a couple of dollars each time they come and give you a drink, and it's great.
Tell me about the food.
Food.
What did you eat? Because I love. I mean, I've never been to Vegas.
Have you been to America?
I've done New York.
Right.
And I'm lucky enough. I have. Well, I'm lucky for him because he's married to an American woman. But I'm lucky to have a couple who my brother-in-law.
That's one is
married to an American lady who, and they're both teachers, and they're in Florida, just out of a place called Daytona Beach, where the old motor racing happens. So quite lucky because we get to stay there because we can stay with them, which is good.
Brilliant.
I love the perversity of the food in America.
It's great.
I just find
that.
It. Do you know, I don't even. When you go to America, you don't need to buy a magazine from a news vendor. Just go and have a look at the menu in a restaurant. That's all the entertainment you need. It's amazing.
It is.
What did you eat? Tell me what you ate.
We ate all the standard sort of, you know, what you might expect.
Yeah.
What we didn't do, actually, mainly because neither of us could muster up enough hunger at any point, was go to one of these famous buffets.
Yeah.
You know, they're not cheap. They're $30 or something each.
Yeah.
Actually, Vegas is surprisingly not cheap.
Yeah.
Everyone said to us, oh, you'll go and spend the same amount in dollars as you would in pounds in restaurants. But we didn't find that at all. It's expensive. Everything there is expensive. And they had a lot of sales on because we went there over Thanksgiving. So they had a lot of sales on. You know, 20% off.
A lot of turkey dinners.
Still, 20% off didn't make it cheaper than buying in England in a lot of cases for a lot of things. And obviously, I looked at watches.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about the watches in a second. What did you eat? What was the one foodie memory of your trip?
Do you know what we loved, actually? We went there three times for lunch. There was a little place inside a mall that we went into called the Earl of Sandwich.
Fantastic. Of course, the man responsible for that great delicacy.
Absolutely. Yeah. And actually, the sandwiches there were magnificent.
Do you know, and actually there's a gambling connection to that. You know the story about the Earl of Sandwich, don't you?
I didn't know there was a gambling connection.
Oh yeah, there is. The Earl of Sandwich, the Earl used to be a gambler, and this is a legend, and indulge me for a second because I find it quite fascinating because I did a radio show about sandwiches once, which is why I know about this. The Earl of Sandwich was a late night gambler, and what he used to do is he used to actually have meals brought to him at the gambling table, full blown plates and everything with vegetables on and stuff, and he used to literally eat his meal whilst gambling and playing, you know, roulette and stuff like that. But one night, and this is the story, is that he was so busy and so engrossed, he decided he didn't have time. He did not have time to have a full-blown meal.
I've heard
okay?
this. Yeah.
So what he said was, just bring me two bits of bread and a piece of meat. Okay? And they brought it on a plate. And he put the bit of meat on top of one of the bits of bread, the other bit of bread on top of that bit of meat, and therefore the sandwich
was
created.
Was
apparently it was beef.
Beef. Funnily enough,
I've heard that.
The sandwich that I liked best at the Earl of Sandwich was the original, and it was beef.
Was it beef salt beef sandwich?
It was beef with like a kind of horseradish mayonnaise.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
It was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. How big was it? How big was it?
Oh, American. It was American.
What?
It was
huge.
It was long as opposed to tall.
Long and quite fat as well. Yeah.
Did you have any pumpkin pie while you were there? With it being Thanksgiving?
No, I didn't. I didn't. We didn't. On Thanksgiving, we were all set to go and have Thanksgiving dinner, but we walked so far that day because it was the second day that we got there. So the first day we had sort of a little bit of a sleep to get over the jet lag and wake up at a normal sort of time.
Yeah.
The second day we got, you know, went out and we kind of did a bit too much in our second day because it was like the eyes were wide open at absolutely everything. Gotta go there.
Yeah.
And by the time we got to the end of the day, we were just so tired that the last thing we felt like doing was going and finding the best Thanksgiving meal. So we went to a great restaurant that was sort of nearby, and all the restaurants are themed. And as you can imagine, that's
did you
what
drink Vegas anything?
We had a few drinks. Yeah. We didn't go overboard.
Wine.
Particularly, I drank a lot of beer.
Yeah.
Pee-pee. Drank a lot of vodka and lemonade, which is her tipple.
Yeah. You see, it's one thing I think the Americans get so right. I'm very critical of Americans in certain areas. You know, and we can spend all evening talking about that from their foreign policy downwards. But you know, there are certain things the Americans just get right so many times, and you know, the food. You know, if you
food and entertainment,
food,
I'd say.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't agree with the food.
I mean,
food,
well, there are certain things that are wrong.
So unhealthy.
I mean, yeah, I know.
And
but it's,
that's why it's so right. That's why it's so right.
Massive. It's just too big.
Well, you don't have to have it, do you?
Do you not think that actually it's quite healthy to be hungry at points? And even after we'd had a sandwich, you know, we get to 9, 10 o'clock at night having eaten the sandwich at 1 or 2, and we just weren't hungry.
No, that's fine.
It's not good.
But I mean, I like that they do it well. You know, Steve has got it bang on the money. They do it well. When we went to New York, there's this very famous deli called the Carnegie Deli, which is round the corner from the Radio City Theatre there. Nothing to do with this great institution.
And if it was, we should do a link.
Be fantastic.
One day.
Carnegie Deli, and they do this, and I went and I had a turkey club sandwich. Okay, this thing was it was about 1.5 feet tall.
Oh yeah.
Okay, and it is magnificent. It's a proper bloke sandwich.
Did you get through it?
And what they do is they bring you a jug of water and a glass. You know, to kind of like to help you digest the food. And you know, he's squeezing this thing down because you try and think of a way that you can actually eat this without it kind of like spilling out of your gobble all over your plate and your table. And then you realise you can't.
So you just
kind of wade into it, and you end up kind of like juggling this sandwich and keeping it all going by kind of like biting just bits out randomly. But the Americans do food incredibly well. Yes, of course it's unhealthy.
They do showy food well, but if I was American, surely I'd just want to just sit and have a normal meal every now and then.
Yeah, but they do that, don't they?
I couldn't find that. Yeah.
Have you not seen Happy Days?
Honestly,
you know when the old mother there was sort of
the
meatloaf.
The healthiest meal I had was a Caesar salad.
Yeah.
I went for the Caesar salad because I thought I kind of fancy being. It was just.
You don't have to be healthy on holiday.
Cream,
I'm sorry.
All right.
So I mean, I think Vegas is one of the ideal holiday destinations for blokes. All right, it works for so many levels of blokes because of the gambling thing.
Yeah.
So, what would be your beginner's guide to people who are listening to this who might want to go to Vegas? The do's and the don'ts. What did you learn?
What did I learn? I learned don't do everything the first day because you leave yourself with not too much to do and very painful legs.
Oh, bless you.
So that's the first thing to do. But actually, before you go, learn a little bit about gambling because I think you enjoy it that bit more because we turned up and, you know, you see these craps tables and you think, I want to go. I'm going to throw the dice and that sort of thing. But actually,
you can keep that in. That is a genuine gambling term.
I didn't have a clue how to do it. And it sort of spoiled the enjoyment because we were just looking going, I do not get it.
Yeah.
So have a few lessons before you go on. Read a book or on the internet or whatever.
Or just go to a casino in England.
Prepare to eat very unhealthily and accept it.
Yeah.
And I didn't do that in advance. I should have done. Let yourself be aware that if you're going with a woman, you're going to spend at least a day shopping.
Yeah.
Or if you like watches, you're going to spend 2 or 3 days
shopping. I forgot
to
ask you. And there's some good tips there. Because you are unhealthily obsessed with the world of watches.
Do you know there's the biggest
watch
shop?
Was it Watch Heaven?
Yes. There's the biggest watch shop in the world there. Yeah. And there's also dozens of watch shops.
Did you buy any watches?
And poor Pee-Pee, honestly, I felt sorry for her by the end of it.
Did you buy any watches?
No, I came close, but I can't afford them.
Did you fondle any watches?
I fondled hundreds.
Did you do your normal trick of going and pretending you were interested,
pretend
you were going to make a purchase?
I was interested. Yeah. I wasn't pretended. Yeah. I might have pretended I was going to make a purchase, but the thing was that they were 20% off. This is what I was saying. They all had these big sales. Yeah. But actually, once I worked it all out, actually, even with 20% off, not cheaper than in England.
Right.
I tell you what. So it's true what they do say, that Vegas does try to please every
it
type
pleases everybody.
Of everything.
Walking down the street was one of the best, the most just strangest things, because first of all, everything's so massive and you're looking up and sideways and everywhere.
A lot of really large people waddling around as well.
Yeah, quite a lot of them. But you've got these men that line up in certain areas in the on the strip. Just, you know, that's the main main road that everyone walks up and down. Yeah. It's called the strip. Either side of the road, and they hit these cards against each other to make a sort of clapping sound, and they pass them over to you.
Yeah.
And until you've taken them for the first time, you don't realise what they are. They're called the girls cards.
Oh, yeah.
And they're slightly more graphic versions of what you might get in a London phone box.
Yeah.
I did actually bring a couple back for you to see.
Are they here?
Are they here? Where are they?
I haven't got them in the studio at the moment. I'll bring them to show you at some point.
In the final closing minute of Bloke Talk, and you should have mentioned this earlier because I want to explore it in disgustingly explicit detail.
Oh, God.
Were these kind of like cards for dancing bars then or what?
They were...
Services that you could purchase.
If you want a lady to be in your hotel room within 20 minutes, we can provide them.
Mm.
That's quicker than a pizza.
It is.
It's quicker than a pizza.
Yeah.
Probably less enjoyable than a Vegas pizza, at least.
No, I don't agree with that.
All right, well, listen, I thank you for sharing your Vegas tales. And I think we've had a crash course in kind of like, you know, what people need to know about Vegas.
I would say go if you've got the chance to go.
I definitely want to go.
Go. It's worth it for the experience. You might not enjoy it, but it's worth it for the experience.
Toby, thank you. Good to have you back.
Thank you.
Stephen, thank you for making your appearance.
Not a problem.
It's a pleasure as always. You're smelling very fragrant. And this has been Bloke Talk. Thank you very much for listening. Find out more about this show by logging on to www.citytalk.fm.
Listen, and log on to the Voice of Liverpool. City Talk 105.9.